Richland Center Hornet Volleyball Camp will be held next week. It's the 31st camp for those entering grades 2 through 12 this coming school year. Jamie Johnson is head coach of the Richland Center volleyball team. The high school team has been making progress this summer.
Platteville League in June, so on Monday nights the varsity played down there. It was a good competition, some of the great teams around the Southwest Wisconsin. We got to go against Platteville, Mineral Point. I might have missed the night we played Cuba City, but Darlington, Fenimore, so it was all great competition. Then we actually were able to get in for a few weeks down at River Valley, and we got to play, you know, some good competition there in Valley and Dodgeville and Barneveld and an alumni team from Valley, so some good exposure. And then last year, we got into this thing called Girls of Summer. So there's two varsity tournaments, two JV tournaments, and a JV2 tournament for our school. But we are going against the bigger schools like DeForest, Sauk Prairie, Wanakee, Baraboo. Broadhead was our division. They were the only school that was actually our side that we got to play. In the last tournament, we played Oregon, and Verona went to state last year, and Sun Prairie West. So just great opportunities for them. So they got some decent exposure, and it's been good because, you know, there's kids on vacation, different things like that. So allowed, for forced, different combinations and things like that, which always, I think, just expands their ability and just their teamwork. You know, they got to work with somebody different kind of every week. Yet we had some continuity as well. So I thought it was a really good summer based on that. And we're excited to use this opportunity with camp next week with Brooke to just springboard us into the season.
Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson. Brooke Mosier will be the guest clinician at next week's camp. The American Volleyball Center from Waterloo, Wisconsin, whose career progressed from a versatile collegiate player at the University of Illinois. And last year, after transferring to the University of Pittsburgh, Mosier had a breakout season, leading the team's high-powered offense and helping guide the Panthers to another NCAA Final Four while earning honors such as second team All-American and first team All-ACC. She'll be the guest clinician next week at the Richland Center High School Hornet Volleyball Camp. Turning to baseball, night league action last night. Arena was a winner over Dodgeville. Final score 4-2. Mazamani 7, Wisconsin Dells 1. And Reedsburg defeated Sauk Prairie 13-1. Also, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 3-0 over Wyota. And Cross Plains got the win against Black Earth. That final score 12-4. It's a big weekend for hometown baseball. The playoffs will begin this weekend for several teams in the Western section. Arena will play at Belleville. That game has been moved to 3:00 on Sunday afternoon. The hometown baseball All-Star game will be played tonight in Sauk City at Sauk City Stadium. Among the players from the area that will be involved in the action, first of all, from the northern section, Wisconsin Dells will be represented by outfielder Hudson Turner and shortstop and pitcher Carter Siverson, along with Brady Henry, a pitcher. From Mazamani, Hudson Barsness, a shortstop and pitcher, and Quinn Payne, a center fielder and an outfielder. Sauk Prairie Twins represented by Kyle Brining and Jackson Brining, utility players. Reedsburg will be represented by Winston Alonso, a shortstop, and Gavin Budnick, who is a pitcher, catcher, and outfielder. Black Earth will be having Derek Adler represent, a shortstop, and Danny Watkins, a catcher. For the Cazenovia Reds, they'll be represented by outfielder Colton Greenwood and catcher Houston Garcia-Boland. Over in the Western section, among the roster men tonight, Daniel Yonke of Arena, who's a pitcher and third baseman, and Max Miles, a catcher for the Arena Aces. For Scholesburg-Benton, Jake Zeal, an outfielder, Mason Smith, utility player, and Joe Winter, who will represent as a pitcher. Also representing Muscadet, Trent Forehand, a first baseman, and Casey Layton, a second baseman. Terry Zebarth will be one of the coaches for the Western Section All-Stars. Dodgeville's Leighton Bowers, an infielder, and Ty Paulskill, Ridgeway's Miles Rowley, an outfielder, Aiden Halverson, a shortstop, and Brylan Lee, a catcher and a pitcher. Pat Riley, Dodgeville, Miles Rowley of Ridgeway, and Brooke Jokes of Belleville will also be helping the coaching staff for the Western section. Action gets underway tonight at 7 o'clock. Admission $5 for adults. They will have batting practice early on, take their infield, wrap that up by 6:50. Lineups and national anthem at 6:55. First pitch time, 7 o'clock tonight for the Home Talent Baseball All-Star Game. The Brewers were winners yesterday. In fact, they took 3 of 4 in the four-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. They'll open up a new series this evening